This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome, everyone, to the Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the director of UCLA Mindful, the Mindfulness Education Center of UCLA Health. So we're here to practice mindfulness, and I just want to warmly welcome the people who I cannot see, because this is, as every week, this is live streamed, and we have people who are practicing along with us all around the world, and I get to see some of them from time to time, but I know you're there, so just saying hello. We're here to practice mindfulness, and mindfulness is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So it's really about how we can be in the present moment, not lost in the past and the future, but right here, right now. And with mindfulness, we can work with difficulties that arise because we learn to have a capacity to be present in the midst of whatever it is that life brings. So it's obviously we've entered the holiday season, and you can always tell when the music starts in the stores the day after Thanksgiving, right? And with the holiday season comes a host of challenges, let's just call it that. And there's so many, I'll name a few, and some of it is just to say in general, things are amplified during the holiday season. And they're amplified because, you know, it's a time, there's a lot of, it's supposed to be a certain way, it's supposed to be joyful, we're together, it's about family, and it's not always that way for people. So there's all sorts of things that are simple, like travel is a pain during this time of the year, or financial pressure, or trying to get work done so you can get out and back, you know, in home for the holidays, or whatever it is. So there's just kind of logistical challenges. And then there's the emotional challenges, right? The internal emotional challenges, things like, well, there's so many, but things like loneliness during this time of year. For instance, if you're separated from people you love, or you're estranged, or there's been loss or death, and, you know, if there's been a recent loss, the holidays can make it feel worse, right? Because they're not here to celebrate with me. Or there's being in the presence of family members, and there's a lot of triggering that can happen. You notice that when you're back with family members, like particularly if you're back with parents or back with children, everybody's acting like they did when they were 12 and 13 or something, right? We just get kind of triggered into our old habits and patterns. So there might be loneliness for the people who don't get to be with other people, and then overwhelmed by the people who do get to be with people. There's just so many complications in the holiday season. And then, of course, when we gather with family members, what if we have different political viewpoints? What if we don't feel seen by them? Am I depressing you? Just checking. But I want to name it because I'll just say that this is pretty normal. Like, this is what happens during this time. And there's this whole thing about, like, it's supposed to be wonderful, right? And so there's also, for some of us, a sense of perfectionism. Like, I have to get this right. It has to be wonderful for my children so they'll remember it forever. So I just want to take the pressure off and just let you know, if some of us embrace the holiday season, they love it, and others, it's a bit much and overwhelming. And regardless of where you stand on this, mindfulness can be used to help us navigate the holidays. And we're going to do a meditation in a moment that will help address if there's feelings of just challenging feelings. So that may be happening, or challenging situations that you're imagining. And we're going to practice mindfulness, because mindfulness is the baseline for helping us reduce stress, come back into ourselves, learn to work with difficult emotions. So just having a basic mindfulness practice during this time is really helpful. And then if difficult emotions arise, what we're going to do is learn how to be present with them, how to open to them without getting overwhelmed by them. And learning just how to let them be here, like, okay, sadness is here, or loneliness is here. It's not a problem. It's not something that we have to run away from. We can learn to open and be present and do it with compassion. So we add this piece of noticing what's happening inside ourselves, bringing compassion to ourselves, and sometimes doing something which I call enlisting the wisdom mind, which is the wise part of ourself, helps us to really just kind of work with whatever we're challenged by. You'll see in a moment, because we'll do this meditation. Last thing I'll say is the holidays can also be really beautiful. So we can use mindfulness to savor and appreciate the joyful things as well. So hopefully in this meditation, I'm going to cover a lot of this that I've just been talking about and give you some tools that you can take back with you. All right? So let's settle back into a comfortable position. Feet on the floor. Hands resting wherever you want, on the arms of the chair, on your knees, on your lap. If you're at home, you might be sitting on a chair, couch, cushion, you might be on a bed, whatever is comfortable for you. If you can have an upright back, that's helpful. And if you want to close your eyes, you can, but you don't have to. Closed eyes is often quite supportive for people because it helps them go inward. But for some people, it's not helpful. So just keep them open, but with a soft gaze, not really looking at anything, just kind of looking downward. And let's begin by taking a few deeper, longer, slower breaths. And as we take these deep breaths, just inviting ourselves here into a place of potential peace at a time in the world where there's a lot of intensity and activity. And that, of course, could be, you know, the holiday season stuff, but it could also be just the general intensity that's out there on a global scale. So with each breath, inviting us more fully inward into this present moment, here and now. And now bring your attention to your feet as your feet touch the ground, or whatever is touching the ground, the base of your body. You can feel your legs on the chair, feet on the ground, and just see if you can connect with the stability that you feel as you notice the ground beneath your feet. And have a sense of the earth below. And sometimes when I'm feeling stressed out, it's helpful just for me to come back to feeling my feet on the ground. There is earth, even though it may be many stories below. There's earth supporting me, holding me up. I'm pulled by gravity to the ground. I can feel the solidity of the earth. So one really simple thing when you're finding yourself stressed, to just pause and feel your feet on the ground. And a you can gently notice your body, like turn your attention into your body and see what's available to notice. What do you feel? Is there tension or tightness? You might check your stomach area, and if you notice tension, you can breathe a bit more deeply, allowing it to soften. And you might notice heaviness, lightness, warmth, coolness, movement, and so on. And any areas of clenching or holding on, allowing it to soften. Softening your shoulders, throat, neck, face. Let your facial muscles be soft. And notice your whole body present here. And that it's possible to tune into the simplicity of what's happening in our body. And if things are chaotic around us, there's always this body. So there's the feet in particular. But just noticing our body helps us oftentimes calm, release, and the deeper breathing can calm us down as well. Now let's turn our attention to our breath, and at this point, let the breathing be natural. You don't have to lengthen it. You can anytime you want, but for this part of the practice, notice your body is breathing. There's a rising, falling of your abdomen. Can you notice it? Or a rising, settling of your chest area. Or the air moving through your nose, warmth, tingling. Now for a moment, turn your attention to the sounds around you. Sounds in the room. Or outside the room. Listening to the sounds with curiosity. Noticing sound after sound. So I had you notice four different things: breath in the abdomen or stomach area, in the chest area, at the nose, and the sounds. One of those can be something to focus on for this meditation, and you can choose based on whichever was the easiest or the clearest. Maybe the sounds in the room were really annoying and you don't want to listen to that. Or maybe it was hard to feel your breath in one place, but one place felt really obvious. So if you have a practice, you know where your focus is. But if you're new, choose something. And let's notice breath after breath in either our abdomen, chest, or nose. Or sound after sound. One breath ends, the next begins. We're doing this part of the practice to create stability and calm, something we need in this holiday season, a place of ease and well-being. And we do it in this really simple way, just noticing our breath or noticing the sounds. And then what happens for most people is you start thinking about something else pretty soon after. When that happens, you're not doing anything wrong. It's normal. Notice your attention has wandered. You can say a soft word like thinking or wandering, and then gently bring your attention back to your focus. So just bring it back, or let yourself be drawn back to the focus, just naturally back to the breath or back to the sounds. We'll start the meditation in this way, and we'll do this for a little while, and then I'll add some more pieces in terms of the things I was talking about earlier. But let's just start in some silence now, breath after breath, or sound after sound, lost in thought, noticing it, thinking, and then coming back. So as we continue meditating, we're going to explore this, how to work with challenges. When I mentioned all of the different things for the holiday season that can be hard, let yourself bring to mind one that really stands out for you, if you have something. Maybe it's the worry about, you know, stuck in airports, or maybe it's being with family, certain family members, or maybe it's wanting to do it perfectly, or loneliness, or whatever it is. So bring something to mind if you wish. And as you bring this to mind, notice what it feels like in your body. Dread or worry or anxiety or tightness or just yuck. And take a breath. And we're just going to see with how we might bring some mindfulness to this difficult situation. So it's obviously just the thought of the difficult situation. We don't actually know what's going to happen. But as you notice your body, can you give it a label, like a word? What is it? Dread, fear, loneliness, annoyance, worry. Just labeling it so you start to see kind of what it is that is the difficult thing. And see if you can allow that to be here. Let whatever is here be here regarding this situation or this feeling. And breathe. And if it feels really intense, bring your attention to your feet on the ground. Feel that solidity in the ground. And only just do this as much as feels comfortable to you. A little tiny bit, because it could be overwhelming, may not be. So feel your feet on the ground. And as you think about this situation, what do you feel in your body? I mean, there's a contraction in your stomach area, tightness in your throat, heat in your face, maybe your hands are clenched. And breathe and notice, and then feel your feet back on the ground, supported by the earth. Take a breath. Do you have any thoughts like, oh no, this is not going to work out, or I hate this, or that person drives me crazy, or whatever it is? Notice the thought, just being aware of it, letting that thought be here too. Letting whatever is here be here. And as you notice this, and as you breathe, and feel your feet on the floor, is it possible to notice, okay, it's just fear, it's just loneliness moving through me, it's not going to be here forever. And see if you can bring some kindness to yourself for whatever it is you're feeling. Sometimes just putting your hand on your heart and your chest and just, is there something you want to say to bring in your wisdom mind? I'll get through this. Maybe it won't be as bad as I think. I can handle this. What do you want to tell yourself regarding this situation or this feeling? Breathe and notice, offering a little bit of kindness in whatever way makes sense to you. Letting it all be here with curiosity, being mindful, and you can always just come back to feeling your feet on the ground, taking a breath. So we're just offering a little space, a little awareness, a little compassion. These are the ingredients that help us handle difficult emotions and difficult situations. And just notice how you're feeling in this moment. Maybe it still feels very intense. Maybe there's some softening. It's okay. There's not supposed to be something in particular happening, just to notice. And I invite you to use the power of your imagination to think about the situation that you're worried about or the feeling that you're worried about. And imagine it plays out differently. Imagine it plays out well. And it might not be that things go well, but you handle it well. So imagine being stuck in that airport, but you're okay, you're peaceful, you have humor, you know that you'll get through it, or whatever it is. Can you imagine the situation and that you handle it with mindfulness, with compassion, with grace? So let's imagine that now. And notice what that feels like. Maybe there's more openness or spaciousness. Smile. Or maybe not certain how it's going to work out, but there's some sense of possibility. And lastly, let's bring to mind something about the holiday season, if there's anything that brings you joy. And this might be a child's smile. It might be lights in windows. It might be food. It might be music. One thing that brings you joy, bring that to mind. Notice what that feels like inside to bring that to mind. And if nothing is coming up, maybe you can imagine just some way that I might bring some joy to this time, like an act of generosity, a moment of connection, some time for myself. So just imagine, sense, feel. So may all of us have access to deeper and deeper capacity to handle what's hard, and the ability to open to what can bring us goodness and joy. So when you're ready, you can take a breath, feel your feet on the ground, and then open your eyes if they're closed. Hey, thank you so much for your practice today, and I hope this will be helpful in the coming weeks. Things are speeding up, and a couple of announcements. Let's see. So we have one more class next Thursday. We'll be here, and then everything will be on hiatus for, I think, 2 weeks, and then back in January. But this is the last, next week is the last one. The UCLA Mindful Center, we are have programs. It's kind of the end of the year, so we don't have much, but we do have a free online New Year's event that's really wonderful. We've done it in the past with Mitra Manesh, and it's going to be great. So it's something you can just sign up for. Go to our website. There's also flyers when you exit, and the virtual people can join. We have the UCLA Mindful app, where this meditation and hundreds of others are available to you. It's free in perpetuity, and I will be outside in a few minutes out in the past the foyer if you have any questions or want to say hello. So thanks so much for coming today. See you next time. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.